This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons and Jalen Walker. We've been talking about Bijan and Tyler Allgeier and fair foul. Their rushing yards, but more than anything, we've been teasing cell phone etiquette. Do you have that person in your life that you'll text and they'll call right back? Or maybe you're old school and you're like, I only do phone calls. The kids these days do the Snapchats, man, and it's like their way of texting back and forth. They just send a selfie with a message, and it's like, that's what they do. I don't need to send a text message. Don't even have each other's phone numbers half the time. Again, call 404-726-0929.
Why is it so hard for people to follow when you say things? Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have a moment real quick. I get, like, my words get twisted, and it irritates the hell out of me. Because when we were talking about A.J. Smith-Shawver and the Heat thing.
ASS.
And it's like, oh, well, what about, this is Atlanta, July and August. And I'm like, nobody's talking about July or August. But when you get into July and August, it's been hot for a couple months. A young pitcher, his first, you know, your first time out there in a day game in 90-degree weather, because essentially it was 90 degrees yesterday. There's no reason to push a guy to another inning. That the manager's job is to manage a team. That's not just a game. That is a player and players throughout the season. So when you get to July and August and September, they're there and they're fresh. Mm. So don't get it twisted, people.
You're all telling right. me you saw that tweet.
Yeah. I see everything, Allie. Anything on Twitter, I see.
I was going to say, your life is squids in like 3 minutes, okay?
I'm sorry. You know what's funny? If you're not in here, which you are, Allie, Mike gets so frustrated. He puts his head down, starts headbanging.
I do. I'm like, all right, we're going to go to the phone. Hang on. I got a tweet. I'm like, oh, God. Here we go. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Jay in Atlanta. Jay, what's going on, man? Good morning.
How you guys doing? Good morning.
Living
nice
the dream.
Nice to meet you, Allie. This is my first time calling in since you've been here.
Well, hello, Jay.
Yeah, I have a few people, like my mother or, like, my best friend. If I call him, he usually calls or blows me up, like, two or three times. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
I do have one odd question. What would be a successful season, Braylon Trice, Ruka Roro, and Brandon Dorlis?
Oh, man. Who's going to have the most successful season, I guess, is the question, Jay?
I don't know if he said most or what would be.
What would be a successful
season?
Well, I'll just talk about Braylon Trice because I've kind of been in his shoes before as a third round pick that gets a little bit injured. I didn't have the injury he did, but I'm trying to temper expectations for Braylon Trice.
Wouldn't you say just adapt to kind of what they're
doing?
I
think that Braylon Trice is a role player. If he can be a role player this year, it's much in the way that you probably thought that James Smith Williams would be until his injury last year, I think that that's big. I think if he can be serviceable and he can get as part of the rotation, I think that's enough for me with Brandon Trice.
For Brandon Dorlis is easy. Brandon Dorlis is the easiest one of them all. Be active. He was inactive so many games, and I think a lot of that was their plan for him, okay?
Yeah.
But be active and healthy. And for me, Rook is to stay healthy and become a regular part of the rotation. And by doing that, it means you're making plays, right? You're you're doing your job, because that, to me, I think he's right there on the cusp.
I will say that, and I think we make a mistake in this media, in this narrative, and for good reason. We talk about the 31 sacks, and you ranked 31st in the league last year. But for Rook and Dorless, for me, period, the Falcons need them to stop the run, period. Like, I'm not worried about either. Oh, you know, hey, be a disruptor, rush the passer, get up. Dude, if you don't use those guys to stop the run, these two first-round picks aren't going to matter. They're not going to matter. Like, you've wasted your first-round picks if you can't stop the run. Because now, instead of 3rd and 7, you're in 3rd and 1.
No, I agree. I mean, but I think that's where I do, at least on the outside, I think they're going to help, depending on where you have Jalen Walker and depending on personnel packages that the offense has, which they say always on the edge. But I 100% agree.
Yeah. Full phone lines. Let's try to at least get one more in here before Life is Squid. Dylan, let's go to the line. Hey, let's he's a member of Squid Nation, but let's bring in Mr. Yo, unfortunately. Mr. Yo, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I was sitting here listening to y'all talking about drinking and all this stuff and what breakfast food you want. Man, I don't want to hear none of that. What I want to hear about is that Talladega Nights in the Atlanta Falcons offense. I want it to be all gas, no breaks all the time. I'm going to remind everybody in Atlanta, a 25-point lead is not going to sustain the game. You know, because we saw it. So when we were up by 25, I want another touchdown. If we're up by 35, I want another touchdown. I want to set the single season record for scoring points. And then make that defense only have to pass rush. This is what we designed this team to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm paying for these season tickets, and I'm showing up at every game. Atlanta, be in the house with me. Rise up.
Mr. Yo is all gas, no break. He's living the Talladega life.
I thought I had energy in the morning.
Mr. Yo's. Wow. Shout out to Mr. Yo. We get treated with a Mr. Yo phone call like once every now and then. He's active on the Twitter, man. I don't know where he gets it from.
I don't know where he sleeps, because I was driving home from the he's up now, but I was driving home from the draft that night, and I'm listening to Turtle, who was doing our post-draft show, and he did a really good job. He was taking calls, and Mr. Yo calls in. It's like midnight, and I'm like, dude, when? What? And then I wake up, and it's 5 a.m., and he's tweeting me already. I'm like, dude, when do you sleep?
Yeah, it's funny, too, because we've been doing the show a couple years now, and, like, there's certain callers that I have started following on Twitter, Mr. Yo, most active, and he's so consistent with his tweets. It's always about, hey, what I want for this offense, this defense, this prospect, and it always comes along with a picture or video, and he's like, check this out. always got the juice, man. But we appreciate it. And I'll give Mr. Yo credit for this before we go to Life Squid. He can't get enough Falcons content. He cannot get enough Falcons content. Let's try to fit in one more phone call. Hey, let's go to our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. Chief? Welcome in.
What's happening, Chief? I got a real quick question for Alan Mack. I know you guys say for time. So, Miss Mack, we're trying to get to know you a little better. You got 3 cohorts there, all right? You cast in the Woods of Oz, all right? Who's playing the Cowardly Lion? Who's playing the Tin Man? And who's playing the Scarecrow?
This is one of the, and shout out to see, there you go, Mr. Yo. Chief wants to hear about the Wizard of Oz.
I feel like I'm going to create enemies.
Thank you for the phone
by
call,
answering
Chief.
This. But I feel like Scarecrow.
Be careful, I'm sensitive.
Well, but see, you're the easiest one to nail down on this one.
I'm the Cowardly Lion.
No. Okay. It has nothing to do with the what they're missing, because the Scarecrow is missing a brain, right?
Sure.
But you're the tallest, so you are the Scarecrow.
Okay.
Tin Man, obviously that's Bo. He's missing a heart. No, I'm just kidding.
Boom, roasted.
Oh my God!
Just kidding.
Got
off the top rope.
There's no coming back from that one, Bo. You might as well turn in your headset, buddy. No coming back.
I mean, just by default, then Dylan, you're the Cowardly Lion.
Oh.
You know, I don't ever really want any smoke, so I'll take it.
It's just by default.
I'm just here. I don't want to smoke with anybody. Whoa. I don't want no beef. I'll take it.
You're truly
Mark
the Wizard.
This day down.
No, but he's truly the Wizard of Oz back there, though, because he's running everything and hitting all the buttons.
Yeah, Friday, May 16th. Hallie finally realized that Bo doesn't have a heart.
He's backed up away from his mic.
Speaking of which, Dylan.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by Baron Burton's W Sauce and New Realm Brewing Company, official craft beer partner for Kennesaw State Athletics.
I didn't want to be the Cowardly Lion because I'm not cowardly, but I didn't think that that's where we would go with why I'm the Tin Man.
It,
But anyways.
There's just no coming back for that one. Let's just turn it in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baron Burton's W Sauce. Got some cool stuff coming soon. Be here. What, next, I don't know. When's the 21st, Dylan?
Yesterday you said 6 days.
Wednesday?
Today's five.
Wednesday. So be here the 21st. We got some cool stuff coming out for you. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, Owl and Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. All right. Cool story last night. There's audio, but it doesn't work. Tarik Skubal, who was, I believe, the Cy Young winner last year in the American League, and he's also the ace on Squid Swimmers fantasy baseball team, pitched. And he's going against the Red Sox, right? And Alex Bregman gets first two hits off of him on first pitch, at first pitch of the bat. And he's got, like, they went back and did the research, and, like, I think, like, six of his hits against Skubal had come on the first pitch.
Yeah.
And so Skubal's in the dugout, and they're on the side where the Red Sox are. And he's yelling at Bregman from the dugout.
Oh, he's talking trash.
Like, and Bregman finally looks over, and he's like, "Stop. Take a pitch, will you?" And
wait,
Bregman,
was he hot with him?
He was mad? No, okay, no.
We're just joking.
Bregman starts laughing at him and says, "Hey, okay. The next at bat, Skubal throws one right down the pipe. Bregman takes it. And Skubal kind of gives him a head nod and kind of smiles. Next pitch, Skubal flares it to right center. And now Skubal is laughing again. Like, okay, really?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was such a cool interaction because it's really only one you can kind of have in baseball.
I was going to say, this doesn't happen much.
Because there's nothing. Look, it's one of those deals where it's a guy knowing that a guy has his number. And it's not like he's crushing him. I mean, he's getting hits, but it's not like he's just tormenting the guy and everything he hits is what he hit. But the sense of humor is like, hey, man, I know you owe me. Do me a favor. Just take a pitch. And he does. And then he goes, by the way,
ding,
I still own you.
It is funny because this is the kind of thing, this is the kind of story that comes out like 10 years later on a podcast.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But you got to see it in real time.
Yeah, that's what's cool.
Yeah, that's what's good. It's like the inside of, like, man, I was facing Barry Bonds one time, and I was, you know, I'm telling him this, and he's saying this, and then he squares one up, and I was like, of course, Barry Bonds. This is something you're getting in real time, though.
Don't forget, cool story. This Life of Squibs was brought to you, Ally Mac Free. By Baron Burton's W Sauce and New Realm Brewing, Allen Lager.
Hey, where can they see that video if they want to see it on
Twitter? I found it on Larry Brown Sports.
Okay.
It's on Twitter, though. If you go to Rob Friedman, who's a pitching ninja.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He's got very good stuff. He had it posted on Twitter, so it's very good.
I was trying
good.
To let you plug your Twitter account right there. But
yeah, that's at Squibbly929. You know where it is.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, at 929 Morning Shift. If you want to follow Grant McCauley on Twitter, he will give you that coming up on the other side of the break because he does join us talking about those Atlanta Braves. I got questions, man. How many pitches is too many pitches for A.J. Smith-Shawver? Also, which initials do you go with for A.J. Smith-Shawver? Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.